are for Ask Us Anything. This is the short episode where all week long we get in questions. We get in work questions and we get in ridiculous questions, and we try to tackle one of each. And by the way, if you want to submit a question, all you have to do is go to jschwedelson.com/podcast. There's a big button there that says Ask Us Anything, and we try to tackle one of each week. So let's first talk about the work question before we get to the ridiculous one. We got a question in from Ronnie from Dallas. Dallas is great. Last time I was there, I bought boots and have not worn them since. Perfect investment. Anyway, what's Ronnie's question? Here it is. Ronnie says, I see a lot of mystery sales for consumer offers and unlock exclusive insights on business emails I get. Do these cheesy suspense type of offers actually work? Come on, we're in marketing. It's not cheesy. It's called a tactic, and suspense is absolutely among the best ways to drive engagement. And we have some data from the last 90 days that I think really should get you brainstorming on how you could bring suspense into your marketing and for both business and consumer. So let's first talk about business. Last 90 days, we found that offers, suspense-related offers, have a 40% higher average click-through rate, especially on the email side, than standard offers. Suspense offers 40% higher average click-through rate because the planet's boring sometimes and we want stuff to stand out. So here are some examples that you can use on the business side to promote your offers using suspense. How about if your subject line said things like the secret to blah, 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 or unlock the mystery of the best CRMs, behind the scenes of our latest product offering, exclusive access to our newest content, blah, blah, blah. Unveiling our latest, your exclusive invitation to, your insider's guide to, inside look, blah, 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 right? The ultimate guide to whatever. This creates suspense on the business side and it works, right? It may feel like a gimmick. It may feel a little cheesy, but these are the little things that have an impact. Now, on the consumer side, it's even a bigger deal. Suspense-related offers have over a 50% higher average click-through rate than standard offers. 50%. And it's all because we want access to stuff that maybe it's hard to get access to. We want to learn about stuff that maybe not everybody knows. In the last 90 days, these types of offers are doing really well. For example, if your subject line said things like VIP mystery offer or secret sale spectacular, mystery deal madness, secret saving surprise, or unlock your mystery gift, you may open that up and you're not going to be like, wow, this is so cool. I wonder what it is. No, that's not what's going to happen. But for that millisecond, quickly, you're like, oh, I am curious. And that's what we need. We need that suspense. What's it all about? And bonus stat, if you start your subject lines with the word exclusive, whether it's consumer or business offer, just by starting your subject line with the word exclusive, we found it lifts email open rates by over 20%, because that's what we want. We want that exclusivity. We want a little suspense in our lives. So these are all great tests. All right, before we get to the ridiculous question, and this week, it might be the most ridiculous question I've ever tackled, I wanted to share with you that this podcast is exclusively presented by Marigold. If you've never heard about Marigold, you need to. They are one of the absolute best email sending platforms on earth. I use them to send out billions of emails. You can find out information about them at meetmarigold.com, but I want to tell you something totally different. They have a piece of content they just released, and I'm going to give it to you for free. All right, this piece of content, it's called the Marigold 2024 Global Consumer Trends Index. And I keep pulling out stats from this thing and it blows my mind. So here's one today that I was like, this is wild. A stat in this thing said more than 6 in 10 consumers will pay more to shop with brands that they're loyal to. So if you focus on the people that are loyal to your brand, you can really grow your revenue and grow your business. If you want this consumer trends index, all you have to do is go to jschwedelson.com/2024. Again, you go to jschwedelson.com/2024 and you could download this piece of content for free. Check it out. All right. The ridiculous question this week. This is a big one. It came in from Jess from Boston. Love Boston. The only type of clam chowder is Boston clam chowder. Don't at me. Here's the question, big one. What are your predictions for Love is Blind? So at the recording of this, the finale of Love is Blind has not aired. Now, I'm going to give everyone like a 3-second pause right here, because if you haven't been caught up, then I'm going to spoil for you where we are at. So I'm going to count to three. And if you don't want to hear where Love is Blind is at, turn this off. One, two, three. Okay. So Love is Blind finale is coming up. It has not aired at the time of this recording. So I'm going to give you a breakdown on my predictions on each couple and what is going to happen. And this is ridiculous. I know you don't care, but this is meaningful to me. Love is Blind, Netflix, this season six. It's the greatest show on the planet. So here we go. All right. First couple is AD and Clay. Will they or will they not get married, in my opinion? I'm going to say that Clay is going to say no. He is going to be scared, and they're not going to get married. So I'm going with a no on AD and Clay. The next one is Johnny and Amy. Johnny's the dude with kind of the long hair. Johnny and Amy, I'm going with an absolute yes. She needed her dad's saying that he was on board with it. He said he was on board with it. They're getting married. It's happening. Okay, next one, Chelsea and Jimmy. Jimmy's the dude who probably should be with Jess right now, and he's not. And he keeps telling Chelsea that he loves her. I do not believe him, not once. I don't believe a word out of his mouth. And are they going to get married? I say 0% chance they get married. It's not going to happen. All right, next. I can't believe I'm breaking this down. This is so embarrassing. Okay, I'm over it. Next, Kenneth and Brittany. They already broke up. He's the principal dude. They weren't going to make it. From day one, I'm like, they're not making it. And I don't know. So whatever, they're done. And then the last couple is Laura and Jeremy. Jeremy is the dude who, while he's living with Laura, the first few days they move in together, he stays out till 5 a.m. and he finds Sarah Ann and he meets up with her and he tries to explain that away. And then he goes jet skiing with Sarah Ann. This dude, Jeremy, is a clown. He's an absolute clown. And Laura is lucky to not marry this dude because whatever. The person I feel worse for actually is Trevor. Trevor should have gotten with Chelsea, but I actually just heard, I don't know if anybody else knows this. Apparently, Trevor, that's to do with the mullet, the really big guy. Trevor had a girlfriend the whole time he was in the pods. I just read that. I don't know if it's true. And this kind of blew my mind because I was on Team Trevor the whole way through. And if this dude had a girlfriend the whole time he was in the pods, I'm off Team Trevor. Anyway, this podcast is bizarre. The fact that I just broke that down, I don't know if there's another business podcast on earth that's going to, but that's why we're here. I appreciate you all. Give this thing a review. You're probably going to give it a 1-star review. Be like, what is he doing? I respect it. Whatever you do is fine. And check out our episode, the end of the week, where we do really important stuff and talk about important topics, not Love is Blind. Thanks for being here. You are awesome. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.